Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah. And we're beginning a brand new Simon, Taf Resh Mem Beis, which is very short, and we're going to, Emir Tzashem, also start Taf Resh Mem Gimel. So we begin Taf Resh Mem Beis, which is only one Sif in the Simon, which does not even have its own name, but it's going to be dealing with when Shabbos and the first day of Sukkot coincide, how we do the davening. So Sif Aleph, the Mechaber writes, when the first day of Sukkot is on Shabbos, so Omrim ba'arvis bracha achas me'ein sheva, we say the special Morgen Avos bracha that we normally say on a Friday night. So we say that on Shabbos, that is Sukkot as well. This is called the bracha achas me'ein sheva. It's a mini chazaras hashatz that has one bracha that encompasses the seven brachas of the Maariv Shmona Esrei, of a regular Shabbos Shmona Esrei, and v'chosein bo b'Shabbos b'vad. And we include it with mekadesh hashabbos. We don't say mekadesh hashabbos v'yisrov v'hazmanim, because it has nothing to do with Yontif. It is solely there because of Friday night davening, and therefore it doesn't mention anything about Sukkot. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkon Aleph, we also don't say V'oz Ein Omrim Marvis B'Leil Rishon. He says we don't say Marvis. What is Marvis? So Marvis is actually the Piyutim. And you can see this in Dershu footnote number one. For those communities, this is more prevalent, especially in Hasidisha communities, where they do say these various Piyutim, extra Piyutim, for all of the Shlosh Regalim. In most Ashkenazic shuls, so the custom is to say certain piyutim on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, but not to necessarily say what is called the Yotzros or additional piyutim on all the days of the Shlosh Regalim. Whereas in other shuls, more Nusach Svard, more Hasidish communities, so they do say various Yotzros at different times, and there were Yotzros in the Maariv Tefillah as well, and this is what's called Maarovis. As Dershu footnote 1 says, Hainu piyutim hanemarim biyom tov bebirchos kriyashma shel arvis. They would add these various other piyutim during the Nusach of the davening. And the Minog of the Vilna Gaon, and the Chain Minog of Eretz Yisrael, as brought down the Luach Eretz Yisrael, is shelo lomar piyutim elu klal. That is the more commonly accepted Ashkenazic custom, not to say these Yotzros. And the Kaf HaChaim brings down that this was also the minhag of the Bnei Sfarad, that they do not say these extra piyutim. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that when Shabbos and Sukkot coincide, we don't say these piyutim. Why not? So he says, the kivon she'ein ha'olam regilim b'hem. People aren't familiar with these piyutim. You say them once a year. They're often very hard Hebrew or Aramaic, and they're not simple things that people have memorized. And therefore, chashu, the rabbis were concerned, shema yitlu neiros liros b'hem, that they would add extra candles or bring candles to go and help them see the piyutim. They didn't know them by heart, and therefore they would need to read them from a siddur. And therefore, they would come forgetting that it's Shabbos to bring candles. The issue foot number two adds that there's another reason over here as well. The Ramah brought down in Hilchos Shabbos, Simen Reish Ayin Hey, that you may come to adjust the light. Sheish Lochus Shema Yate Esaner Kidei Likro Lioro, that you may come to adjust these lights. You bring them there before Shabbos, so it's not a problem, but you may come to adjust the lights. Aye, the Ramah says, Av Shebishnayim Mutu Likros Lioriner. Two people can go and read together via light because one will remind the other, hey, it's Friday night, it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to go and adjust the light. So two people can normally do that, because one will remind the other. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah over there said that it's only true if they're reading from the same Sefer. But here, each of them has their own Siddur, so to say. So Reuven is reading from his Siddur, Shimon's reading from his Siddur. Reuven's not going to realize that Shimon just adjusted the light. And therefore, so even if there are multiple people there, we have to have this concern that maybe one person will come to adjust the light. Therefore, these piyutim are not said when Friday night is the first night of Sukkot. So what do you do with those piyutim? So the Mishnah Berurah continues. It says, "Ubalel sheni omim ma'arovis shoyom rishon." So on Saturday night, now it's Yontif, just Yontif. It's Motzei Shabbos, it's just Yontif. You're allowed to use a light. You can adjust the light. You can bring lights, not a problem. There's no concern that somebody's going to strike a match. They'll just take a lit light, because on Yontif, we're used to moving lights around. You can move candles around. So now on the second night, when you do say the piyutim, so which piyutim do you say? You make up the first night's piyutim. Omrim ma'arovios shel yom rishon. And the same din is applicable, the Mishnah Berurah says, what din? Kishachol shvi shel Pesach b'Shabbos. If the seventh night of Pesach is Shabbos, so again, when it's Matzei Shabbos, which will be the eighth night in Chutz La'aretz, Omrim b'Matzei Shabbos ha'ma'arovios ha'shayach l'yom shvi. So then, again, you didn't say the normal piyutim that you would say on the seventh night, so on the eighth night, you then make up the piyutim that you would have said on the seventh night. And the same thing applies. What did Simchas Torah? Omrim Hamaravis Shol Shmini Atzeres. Same thing on Simchas Torah, which was Shmini Atzeres was on a Friday night. Simchas Torah is on Matzi Shabbos. So then, when you're saying the Piyutim, you don't say the Simchas Torah Piyutim, but you say the Shmini Atzeres Piyutim. The only exception to this rule is Levad Lel Rishon Visheni Shol Pesach. If the first night of Pesach were to be on a Friday night, so then you don't go and say the Piyutim on the second night, Matzei Shabbos, from the first night, but you still say the second night's Piyutim. And the reason for that is Shomer B'Lel Sheni Hashayach L'Lel Sheni Mishum Bikur L'Sfira. He brings out from the Prima Garden. That's because the Piyutim that you say on the second night are specific for the second night. They're not general for the Chag. So while you can interchange the first night of Sukkot with the second night of Sukkot, the seventh day of Pesach with the eighth day of Pesach, that's not a problem. You can do it with Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, but the second night of Pesach specifically talks about Sfiras HaOmer. Now, that would be left out if you were to do the first night's Piyutim then. So therefore, he brings out for the Prima Gadim. That's why we do it that way, that we don't make up the first night that you missed, but we go and just do the second night as it is per the calendar. In the footnote, Aleph at the bottom over here on the Daf, so he tells us that this specific Piyut that deals with Sfiras HaOmer is a Piyut known as Or Yom Haneif. The Yom Haneif refers to the bringing of the Korban HaOmer, and this has halacha l'maaseh ramifications in terms of matering chadash from that point and on. Nebuch, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara in Sukkah and other places tells us, Yochanan Mazake made a takana that we wait the entire day till we have the chadash, as opposed to the time of the Beis HaMikdash, as soon as the Korban HaOmer was brought, then the chadash is matir from that moment and on. In any event, that piyut is specific for the second night of Pesach, so therefore we don't go and make up the first night that was missed, but we just go straight and read the second night. That's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, likewise, ain omrim b'meh madlikin. We don't say b'meh madlikin when Friday night sukkahs coincide. And the reasoning is brought down in the Shaar HaTzion Os Gimel, where the Chofetz Chaim says that this is a gzeira mishum yom tov shechol b'erev Shabbos. When Yontif came out on Erev Shabbos, so you have Friday is Yontif, shein omrim bo, we don't say then, isartem, iravtem, hadliku esaner, because you're not allowed to do those things because it's Yontif. So therefore, the custom came about not to say b'meh madlikin specifically on a Friday Yontif, because it still is Yontif at the time that you'd be saying by Mehmed Likin for Friday night, and you wouldn't be allowed to do those things, and people may mistakenly do it. Shema Asum B'Yontif, because you're not allowed to take off Trumas and Mises on Yontif as well. You can't take them off on Shabbos. That's why you normally say it on Friday afternoon, before it's Shabbos, so to remind people to do this. But here, because it's Yontif, you can't do it. And therefore, L'chein Ein Omer Moso, Afilu Kishachol Yontif B'Shabbos Asmo. And therefore, as a low plug, the rabbis were concerned if you were to go say it sometimes on Yontif and sometimes not on Yontif, so therefore it's going to lead to confusion or a problem, so therefore they just said, don't say by Mehmed Likin whenever it's Yontif, whether it's Friday that's Yontif or whether it's Shabbos that's Yontif. And this brought down the middle of Vush. The issue foot number four brings down from the Mishnah Berurah, back in Hilchos Shabbos, where he writes, "Kosa shel omrim b'meh madlikin mishum lo plug." That's this idea. Bein imchol yom tov b'erev Shabbos, bein shechol yom tov b'Shabbos. That is where I got this idea from. Okay. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Beis, where he writes, Bilvad, that we, over here, are chosim just with Mekadish HaShabbos, and we don't say Mekadish HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Yazmanim, in the special Friday night, mini Chazar Seshat, Smorgein Avos. Shalom Nisakno El Avur Shabbos Uvad. The whole purpose of saying this was because of the latecomers to Shul on Friday night. Now, the concern was that the people would be out there in the fields by themselves, and therefore they set up this mini Shmon Esrei for them to be Yotzi with, so they wouldn't have to stay out in the fields late by themselves. And then he adds, Batur Kosav, that we say, Bi'avo Mikra Kodesh, Ubim Hagish Lono Kosav, V'ein Omri Bi'avo. Do we or do we not say the word Bi'avo a second time? So the first opinion brought down on the Torah is that you do say Bi'avo Mikra Kodesh on Yontif, but in the Minhagim from the Arizal, so he brings down the Ein Omrim Bi'avo, we don't say this. So what's going on? So let's look in Dirshu footnote number 6, where he brings down this very interesting discussion. He says, Hainuk Shechol Sukkos B'Yimos HaChol. This question of Bi'avo is talking about on a weekday, not talking about Friday night. On Friday night, you do say Bi'avo twice, and on a weekday, you only say Bi'avo once when it's Yontif. K'moshim Mashma B'Tor V'Levush. This is brought down from the Torah in Levush. Ach, kishechol sukkos b'Shabbos. However, when sukkos comes out on Shabbos, they coincide. So then the Mishnah Berurah writes, sheyesh omrim pamayim b'yavo. Then we do say twice b'yavo. In other words, we say, v'titi lano Hashem Elokeinu b'yavo. And then we say, b'yavo mikra kodesh. We do say it twice then. And what's the reasoning why on Shabbos we say it twice, and on Yontif we only say b'yavo one time? So it's a very beautiful idea that the Levush brings down. And he says that the word bi'ava goes the first time, musav al ha-Torah v'ha-mitzos b'chalusam, that all the Torah mitzvahs are lumped together. Shekiblu bi'ava, that we accepted them all bi'ava. However, le'acha shesham was pirut ha-mitzos, but once we heard all the specifics, nizdazu shelo yuchlu l'kaimen, then Klai Yisrael was concerned that we couldn't accept them. We said nasav v'nishma, but then we heard all the details, we got a little bit nervous. And therefore, it was no longer bi'ava. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be kofa aleim har kegigis. We had, so to say, the mountain on top of us saying, Hashem said, if you accept the Torah, fine. If not, Hashem take v'rasam. There you'll die, I'll drop the mountain on you. And therefore, with the period of the mitzvos, lo chozrim lomar bi'ava. Therefore, we don't say ava the second time when it deals with yontif and all the other halachas of the Torah. But the halachas of Shabbos were accepted before then, and they were accepted bi'ava. And therefore, in regards to Hilchos Shabbos, we do say bi'ava two times. What a beautiful explanation. The issue footnote 5 points out that, by the way, this whole concept of the mini chazaras hashas that we see on Friday night is not the etzem din. Rak shetiknu yomer mishum chashash sakana, as I mentioned, because of the people that may come late to shul and they would be out there by themselves. So therefore, they set up this mini chazaras hashas to give them a chance to have the Shemona Esri as well. And therefore, we don't add on anything for Yontif when it coincides with Shabbos. This concludes Simin Tov Resh Mem Beis, and now we start Tov Resh Mem Gimel, which deals with the halachos of Kiddush on Sukkos. So, Mechaber Sif Aleph, Seder HaKiddush, the order of the Kiddush is, we say Yayin, which means the Bari Priyag Gofen. Kiddush, we say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hasmanim. If it's Shabbos, say Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Hasmanim. Then we say the Sukkah, that's the Brach of Leisha B'Sukkah, V'Yachakachzman. And then we conclude with the Shechiyanu. These are the four components of the Bracha of Kiddush on Sukkos night, the first night of Sukkos. And he adds, Lefi Shazman, this saying of Shechiyanu, Chozer al Kiddush Hayom, it serves two purposes. It is going on the Kiddush of the day, to sanctify and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for allowing us to live, be alive, and celebrate another Sukkos, and also the Mitzvah Sukkah. And it also goes on the Mitzvah of the Sukkos. That's why we say it at the end. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains to Sivkot and Aleph, Yayin Kiddush V'Sukkah, these three brachos, She'ev Shol Lavarech Ala Sukkah, Kodem She'varach HaKiddush Hayom. You can't make the bracha of Leisha B'Sukkah before you've declared that it's Sukkah. So obviously the bracha on the Kiddush Hayom has to come before the Leisha B'Sukkah. Shari Mitchilas Niskadish Hayom, because first the day comes, and only then, V'yachakach Nischayev Leisha B'Sukkah, and only afterwards are you obligated in Leisha B'Sukkah. So therefore, the order is, of course, Kiddush and then Sukkah. And we do, he doesn't mention, but we do, of course, the Bar Priya Goffin first, because the famous machlos being the Silo Bishame, which one comes first? We pass like Beis Hillel, that because of the idea that Chazal said to say Kiddush al Hayayin, so therefore the wine is making the Bar Priya Goffin first. Okay, Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Beis, then we make the Shechiyanu at the end. He says, "Ve'ein nafka mina." There is no difference. Bein shasukah hoysa suya v'omedes im haschach mikvar. Doesn't make any difference if the sukkah was already made and the schach was up beforehand. Or bein shasaw kodum chagas sukkos. Or you actually made it now prior to sukkahs. It doesn't make any difference. Kivin shalo berach olel oz b'shas asiyah. You didn't make the Shechiyanu, as we discussed in yesterday's shir, during the time of the asiyah, which technically you could do, but the minhag is not to. So therefore, imkein mutal olav achshav l'varach zman al kima mitzvah. So now you're making the Shechiyanu on the mitzvah of the sukkah, as well as the day, as well as sukkahs. So therefore, in lo beirach zman b'layla, the halach l'maisa is, if a person, for whatever the reason, didn't make the Shechiyanu at night time, he forgot to, yochel l'varech kol shiva, he still can make the Shechiyanu all 7 days, because the Shechiyanu is going on the yontif of Sukkot. So if you didn't make it the first day, so make it the second day. If you forgot to make it on the night of Sukkot, so make it during the day of Sukkot, the first day of Sukkot. And therefore, yochel l'varech kol shiva. And he says, this is allowed afilu below coast. While the custom is to make the Shechiyanu a la kos, if for whatever the reason you can't, so then you can make the Shechiyanu even without a kos. The Zman Shechiyanu, Yochel Lomar, also Afilu B'Shuk. You could say it, the Gemara says, even if you're walking in the marketplace, hey, I forgot to say Shechiyanu, you make a Shechiyanu right then and there. Mishnah Berurah Sivka Gimel says, Lefisha Zman Chozer Ala Kiddush Hayom V'Al HaSukkah, the saying of the Shechiyanu comes at the end, because you're saying it on both the Yontif and on the Leisha B'Sukkah. So therefore, we say the Leisha B'Sukkah before the Shechiyanu. Mishnah Berurah adds, Sivkot and Gimel, Umikom Makom, Bidyevet. After the fact, im Avar, if you went, Uberach Zman, if you first said the Shechiyanu, V'achakach Sukkah, and then you said the Leisha B'Sukkah, Eino Chozer Levarach Zman. You don't have to repeat the Shechiyanu for the Sukkah, because it was going, obviously, on the Sukkah as well. Because the Arminon, the Hai Zman, that which you said the Shechiyanu, Koigam Asukkah de Basrei, also goes on the Sukkah that comes after it. on the bracha of Leishah B'Sukkah that comes after it, your Shechianu that you said beforehand goes on both, even though it would have made more sense to make the Shechianu after the Leishah B'Sukkah. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibur HaMaschel, the Acher Kach Zman, on page Kuf Yud in Amud Aleph in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, brings down an interesting idea. He says, if a person were to in fact go and make the bracha of Shechianu at the time that he made the sukkah, so then the order would be switched around. Oz birkas hazman, the Shechianu then that you're making is only going on the yomtiv of sukkah, because you already made the Shechianu on the leishav basukkah when you made the sukkah. So therefore, oz birkas hazman koi rak aregel, and therefore in that scenario, al kein tzorich levarich zman the achar kach sukkah. And therefore, you would make the Shechianu first before the Leishah B'Sukkah, because the Leishah B'Sukkah's Shechianu had already occurred. So then connect the Shechianu right away to the Mekadish Yisroel V'Yazman in Bracha. Udas HaTosos HaRosh, Ein Tzorich Levarach B'Zeh Klal Birchas Hazman. He says in that situation, you don't make Birchas Hazman at all. The Birchas Hazman, Sheberach Kodem HaChag Al HaSukkah, Mahani Memeh Lagam L'Regel. They suggest that you don't even have to make a Shechianu, because the Shechianu that you made before the Yontif on the Sukkah could also go on the day of the Yontif itself, as we already learned in Simen Tov Reish Men Aleph. Furthermore, the Magen Avraham writes, "Dim lo berech zman belo rishon mevarach kol shiva," that which we said that you can go and say the Shechianu all 7 days long. So he brings down belo oven. I don't understand that. The halo kaimalon dafilu belo sheni mevarach zman mishum rego. In Chutz La'aretz, we say a Shechianu the second night as well. V'imkein, afilum lo berech belel sheni, gam ke mevarach kol shiva mishum regel. And he says, v'imkein, I don't understand, afilu im lo berech belel sheni, if you didn't make the Shechianu on lel sheni, gam ke mevarach kol shiva mishum regel, you can still make the Shechianu all the rest of the days of regel. The eino dome zman de regel, luzman de sukkah, because the two Shechianus are different. One is for the regel, one is for the sukkah. The zman de sukkah, afilun berach kodem asukkah, b'shasasi yotzi ba. For the sukkah, you can make it even before sukkahs, but for the regel, you have to make it on the regel. And therefore, he says, v'lchein, b'leil sheni, ein tzorch levarach zman mishum sukkah. He says, on the second night, you don't have to make the Shechianu because of the sukkah. The yotzi b'masha berach miyaswa, because that you were yotzi with on the first night. Masha ein kein, Yinzman the regel, as opposed to the zman for the regel. Im hayom sheni hu regel, ein yotze b'mesha berach miyesro, birchas hazman, afshe kivein gam mishum regel. But the whole purpose of having yontif sheni shogolis is because maybe the first day wasn't really yontif. So how could you be yotze that regel, that shechianu, when the regel hasn't yet come? So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, I don't understand this idea that you could be yotze with the shechianu for the regel even before the regel started. Tzarech Iyun. He concludes with the Tzarech Iyun. Now, this explains the custom. We'll just end the shiur with this. We'll see this later on. This explains the custom why many people on the first night of Sukkot, they make the Leishah B'Sukkah, and then they make the Shechianu, because it's going on both. So therefore, the Shechianu should come after Leishah B'Sukkah. But since you've already been Yotze, the Shechianu on the Sukkah, even if it wasn't really Yontif, you're allowed to make that Shechianu before Yontif. So on the second night of Sukkot in Chutz La'aretz, many people have the custom that they flip it around. Now they say the Shechianu first, and then they say Leishah B'Sukkah, because now the Shechianu is going just on the Regel and not on the Sukkah, because you already were Yotze with the first night, the Shechianu for the Sukkah, whether it was Sukkot or not. That explains this custom that people always have a hard time remembering. Why am I doing the first night the Leishah B'Sukkah and then the Shechianu, and the second night I do the Shechianu and then Leishah B'Sukkah? This explains that reasoning. And with this, we conclude today's shiur.